each in straight weeks.
Oh, it would be so easy to just toss in the towel after such a slow start. But give credit to this entire team, Clark. They played hard and rattled off those five straight wins to get into the playoffs and to take on the Lakers team here tonight.
Sandusky needed a victory over KPAC last week to secure an automatic berth to the playoffs. The offense of Sandusky is anchored by their senior quarterback, Jacob Lasecki, and a strong backfield led by junior Chase Tucker.
Yeah, Jacob Lasecki against KPAC had 24 carries for 167 yards and two touchdowns. And against Brown City, just had eight carries, but had 67 yards and a touchdown. Chase Tucker, on the other hand, against KPAC, had 23 carries of his own for 204 yards and three touchdowns. And Tucker against Brown City had 27 carries for 143 yards and just four touchdowns.
They clearly run the ball very effectively, even accumulate 174 yards on the ground against Harbor Beach. Sandusky does not pass the ball very often against KPAC. Lasecki was a mere 0 for 1, and against Brown City as a team, 3 for 5 for 69 yards. One thing, though, is Sandusky averages roughly 50 to 60 yards in penalties every single game. As we saw for Beale City against Lakers, that's what set up Lakers' second score of the night.
Oh, they certainly did. Beale City had back-to-back penalties of 15-yard personal fouls and 30, with a total of 30 yards on a 67-yard drive that ended up putting Lakers ahead and essentially being the go-ahead score.
One thing I'd like to point out, as everyone knows, I have a soft spot for a good kicker in
yes,
high school
do.
Football. Sandusky's Brandon Potter, a junior, has been consistent with extra points all season long. And Dave, we've seen it before in the playoffs. The possibility of running a field goal unit onto the field makes a difference in the postseason.
Well, it would have made a difference last week for Beale City. It could happen at any time, Clark, but you're absolutely right, especially in the playoffs when points are crucial. It's great to lock up as many points as possible. And, again, you can't say enough about a kicker. That's almost automatic to give you that extra point when you need it.
Upon our return, we'll take a direct comparison look between Sandusky and the Lakers. It's all on the WLEW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're gonna infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Stay up to date with WLEW Sports on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports to receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. That's at WLEW Sports. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla Carson with you tonight on an absolutely blustery, cold night here. And we were actually saying before the broadcast started, Dave, this is really the first week that we've had poor weather in 10 weeks. We can't complain.
Oh, absolutely not. This is by far the worst we've had, though. But, yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. It's been pretty warm, too. It's been a fairly warm fall, so.
As we look here, as I'm just realizing I put number 52s on the Sandusky roster, as the weather travels pattern, 35 miles separates Sandusky High School from Laker High School, traveling north by northeast, and in fact, you would fly directly over the Sanilac County petroglyphs. But for those who are actually braving the weather and driving to the game tonight, dodging sugar beet trucks along the way, 48.6 miles door-to-door, taking just under an hour for arrival, dependent on how fast M53 and Pinnabog roads are moving. Sandusky has 307 students enrolled in high school, making them the 472nd largest school in Michigan and putting them in Division 7 for the playoffs. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Liker High School, also clearly in Division 7, comes in at 471 at a size of rank of 308, Lakers with one more student than Sandusky.
Wow.
The Redskins are averaging 26.6 points in offense, while the Lakers are scoring 29.1, so plus 3.5 for the green and white. On defense, Lakers is allowing 12.5 points through nine games, posting one shutout and 3 one-touchdown efforts, while Sandusky High is on average giving up 19.2 points per game, and Lakers with a 6.7-point advantage. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University are showing a 10.2-point average for the Green Machine tonight. Las Vegas also expecting somewhat similar results. After factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Lakers 15.5.
Ooh, I think I like Vegas this week, Clark.
This is the first meeting between Sandusky and Lakers in 5 years. October 23rd, 2009 was the last time these two teams met, where Lakers shut out Sandusky 22-0. The city of Sandusky serves as the county seat for Santa Clara County with a population of 2,637. The combined population of Elkton, Pigeon, and Bayport comes in at 2,508, about 130 less people. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. What high school is found at a higher elevation? Sandusky High School or Laker High School?
Oh, wow.
What high school? The high school, actually.
Actually, yeah, right.
As at the higher elevation.
50-50. This is as good odds as I've had all year. I'm going to go with right here in Laker Country, Clark.
Oh. Well, you're sure taking the other 50%.
Oh, my God.
Sandusky
goodness.
High School is 771 feet above sea level. Laker High School at 631 feet above sea level. So only about 140 feet difference. When you think about it,
yeah.
That's a quarter of a football field.
Yeah,
or a third of a football field. Excuse me.
Still doesn't make me feel any better.
All right. As a bonus, this you can redeem yourself here. Who has a higher elevation, Caseville or Harbor Beach? And I'll give you a hint. Caseville's at 600 feet above sea level.
Oh, that doesn't help me any. It just made me second guess myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm not second guessing myself. I'm going to go with Caseville.
Well, it's a trick question.
Oh, really?
Caseville and Harbor Beach are at the same elevation.
Oh, for
it's the same water basin. So there you go.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And we've got a little time here, about 1 minute before the national anthem and festivities kick on our way here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to take a look at our game time forecast on WLAW Sports and a beautiful night for football.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about